Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into in the sports world. If you have been hiding under a rock, the NBA Finals are over and done with. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers get swept out of the playoffs. Where will LeBron wind up next year? That's the best question now. And the offseason in the NBA is actually better than the regular season and the playoffs, to be quite honest with you. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals are over and done with. The Capitals take care of business, beating those Vegas Knights. An amazing run for them, but it obviously fell a little bit short. Rafael Nadal, holy cow, 11 straight at the French. The guy is unbelievable. Maybe the most dominant guy ever on one surface in any sport of any time, of any era, of anything. So you can always talk about the Jordan and the LeBron comparisons, but what about this guy, Rafael Nadal, and what he does on the red clay? Got to welcome in Mike Wilson. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Doing good, man. Yeah, you're exactly right with Nadal, man. I mean, it's just, he sees the red clay and he just owns it every year, yep. Every single year. So, yeah.
Unbelievable stuff. Team was not much of a match for him. 6'4", 6'3", 6'2". Those were the final numbers. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. Hopefully your thoughts and your opinions. And then also our professor of sports, John Poulter, are going to join us to talk about the NHL and some baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Heller has a man moving up with him, Connolly. Heller drifting now. Got it on the wing. Warbrick has shot. He scores! To Backstrom. John Carlson on to Backstrom again. Has Oshie inside. It's been across. Score! Ovechkin on the pass across. And it's 2-1.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, on another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, where Rafael Nadal has just won his 11th straight on the red clay at the French Open. We had the Capitals get it done over the weekend against the Vegas Knights. We also had the NBA playoffs come to a abrupt halt with a sweep in the finals as the Golden State Warriors just absolutely took care of business on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. But with that being said, if the outcome of game one was any different, maybe the series would have been a lot more entertaining. But speaking of entertaining, he's always great. We love talking to him. Let's hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, and let's talk a little bit about the NHL Stanley Cup and what took place. John, good morning, my friend, or actually probably good afternoon now for you. How you doing, man?
It's good afternoon where I live, good morning where you are, but either way, it's great to talk to you guys.
Yep, we love talking to you about what's going on in sports, especially in the NHL and Major League Baseball as well. And you've been getting into the NBA stuff too, so I've been enjoying our conversations on Twitter about the NBA and LeBron James and all that. But pretty amazing stuff happened in the Stanley Cup Finals when you think about it. Both great stories. Would have been amazing to see the Vegas Knights, a 500-1 dog, to obviously wrap that up and get it done. But on the other side, you have Alex Ovechkin, his 13 years, all of his goals, so much great stuff out of that guy, but never able to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. He gets the Conn Smythe Award, which is basically the MVP, the same difference, for the Stanley Cup Finals as well. And just talk a little bit about the failure and the disappointment for those Vegas Knights, and let's talk a little bit about some of the excitement for Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals and all their fans.
I'm not sure you could ever use the word failure with the Las Vegas or the Vegas Golden Knights in terms of their first season. I guess the only blemish on their record was that they lost 4 of their last 5 games, which was enough to give Washington the Stanley Cup. I think Vegas has got a tremendous amount to be proud of. They played well from the start of the season. Every month then, you'd look at the standings, and Vegas would be at or near the top of those standings, and you'd keep thinking, oh, this bubble's going to burst. I wonder when they'll go into a losing 12 of 15 spell, losing 17 of 20 spell, and end up where we see most expansion teams, middle to bottom. They just kept right on going. They played well. They had a great team concept, and frankly, I think the fact that they lost this series, ironically, might have been that they got away from that team concept. I kind of felt the last three or four games, some of the guys, I wouldn't say panicked, but tried to step up and swing a little bit too hard for the fences, and at the end of the day, maybe that sort of hurt them a little bit, because all year they've been a team of individuals as opposed to individuals trying to be a team. And I just think it was a great story. I guess the people in Vegas probably have some mixed feelings. The fans and the players and the team owners are probably very upset that they didn't win the Stanley Cup. I suspect some of the bookies are probably breathing a little harder this weekend because they don't have to pay out some of those big dollars. But absolutely nothing for that team to be ashamed of in terms of their first year of performance.
Hey, John, it's Mike here. I got two questions for you. First of all, what does Vegas have to do to get better? Like, what when they approach next season, I'm sure they're already kind of there. What are they looking at to be a better club than they were in their inaugural season? And two, watching the last three or four games here of the Stanley Cup, it just seemed like Washington was getting all the loose pucks. You know, they were diving for things on the ice, you know, doing all the little things to make, you know, make winning the Stanley Cup something that they accomplished. So, like, what does Washington, well, not does Washington, but what does Vegas have to do to get better? And it just explain, if I'm right, you know, was Washington doing all the little things compared to Vegas?
There's another number of answers to your questions, Mike. I guess looking at it first and foremost, what do Vegas have to do to get better? I guess assuming that they can sign some of the players that they are perhaps going to lose through free agency, be it restricted free agency or unrestricted free agency, you got to take a quick look at that roster and determine which of those players that are eligible to become free agents are the types of players that they want to keep and continue to build around. The other issue that they have is that in their wheeling and dealing with the expansion draft, in return for taking certain players off certain rosters or not taking certain players off certain rosters, depending on what the other teams were looking for, Vegas picked up a number of good, high-quality draft picks. They will use this year and next year. We all know that the draft is basically the foundation of any good team in the NHL now that we have a salary cap. So how they use those draft picks, how they develop those draft picks, how they fit those draft picks into the team that we saw on the ice in 17-18 is going to be the answer. The good news is they've got three or four good, solid core players there, starting with the goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury. You can't buy good goaltending in this day and age. You have to develop it. They fell into Fleury, so from that standpoint, they've got all the ingredients they need. They've got great ownership. They've got a great management team. They've got a great coaching staff. I don't think they have to do very much in terms of fine-tuning to make that team better, Mike. In terms of Washington, I think Washington just, I wouldn't say they got hungrier than Vegas, but I think Washington got hungrier than we have seen Washington's hunger in the last few years and in the early rounds of the playoffs. I think they had a couple of scares when they lost the first two games to Columbus at home. Then in the next round, they played Tampa Bay. In the third round, they played Tampa Bay. They won the first two games on the road. Then they came home and laid two eggs, and all of a sudden, it's a 2-2 series. I think that woke them up a little bit, and they seemed to pick up and just sort of take off from there. I think they only lost one game after that. So a great story in Washington, 43 years in existence, the first time they've won the Stanley Cup. Ovechkin, 13 years in the league, been maligned by very many people in the media and very many fans, myself included, for being missing in action in the playoffs. This year, the guy came to play, proved a lot of his wrong.
Hey, John, just real quickly, I just want to ask you one more thing about Alex Ovechkin. Did you notice anything different about him in this postseason run, or was it just that it all came together for him this year? And obviously the end result was winning the Stanley Cup and being the MVP and just having a magnificent, magical run for Alex Ovechkin. Or did you notice something a little bit different about him, his attitude, the way he went about this? Or was it just, like I said, everything coming together this time?
I think it was a couple of things, Andy, and I think they're connected. I think things came together because the team played well, but I think things came together because all of a sudden he got that big monkey off his back of not getting past the second round of the playoffs. And I think when they got past the second round of the playoffs, when they beat Pittsburgh, which, as we know, for many years, Pittsburgh has been a brick wall in terms of Washington's road to the Stanley Cup, I think he felt there was a great burden off of his shoulders, and all of a sudden he gained some confidence. I thought he looked a lot more relaxed, both on the ice, on the bench, and certainly in terms of the press and the interviews after the games. I thought he was a different Alex Ovechkin. I thought he opened up a little bit. I never thought he was a surly individual, but I thought he was much more personable this year in terms of his approach with the public and with the media. So whether those things are tied together or not, only he would know, but certainly from a bystander standpoint and a neutral bystander standpoint, I would say the two things are connected.
Hey, do either one of these teams or both of them have a shot to get back there again, yes or no?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no question. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the league. We saw some good teams fall early, Winnipeg, Nashville, Pittsburgh. You know, there's a lot of good teams in that league. There's no with a salary cap, there's no such thing as signing all 18 guys and coming back with the same roster. We've seen that happen with the Islanders back in the early 80s. Those days are long gone. Every year is a new year now, and the secret is get a young core, get a core that works well together, and get a core that's manageable from a budget standpoint, and that's the secret to success. And when I talk about a core, I'm talking maybe 6 to 8 players, and then make sure that you fill the rest of the roster with quality individuals. And it's not that hard to build a team if you get that happy 6 to 8 core and get them all under control at a reasonable cost.
So at the end of the day, was the NHL lucky in this? Was Bettman lucky? Did you happen to see him and Subban talking a little bit, and how Subban was giving him a lot of credit, obviously, for what took place with the Vegas Knights having a magical run and then Washington Capitals winning it all?
Yeah, I think he was probably pleased because, Bettman for years has been promoting hockey in quote-unquote non-traditional hockey markets.
Right.
Tampa Bay, Florida, Miami, Atlanta was a failure, but some of those other non-traditional hockey places, it has worked out eventually, but I mean, Vegas was the home run that I don't think anybody ever saw coming.
And I agree.
He's got to be sitting there saying, boy, I've been telling you guys for 25 years that hockey can survive in those kinds of neighborhoods. I think that big key for the NHL with Vegas was getting in there before the NFL. I think if the NFL had gotten in there first, as opposed to the 2 or 3 years down the road that will occur before the Raiders move to Vegas, I think the hockey team in Vegas would have had a tough time. But when
That's
they could adopt
call.
That team, I think that was the answer.
That's a good call. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. John, you got a few more minutes to spend with us on the other side, and we'll talk a little Major League Baseball, if that's okay?
That's fine, and I have a Stanley Cup story. A funny Stanley Cup story I'd like to share with you as well.
All right, sounds good. We'll hear that first, and then we'll get into some baseball. Keep it close, everybody. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
To the Tom Wilson clip they showed a little bit earlier in the intermission. Had an outstanding game.
Nice feed there, and a 2-on-1. On comes Ovechkin. Goal!
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
That's driven out to deep left field. Going back at the wall. Drive home safely.
What a way to finish off the game for Zach Cozart. Had struggle in this series, but that one swing changes it completely. With a big fly, 24 home runs last season. His second as a Halo, and it's a walk-off variety for Zach Cozart, who crushes that baseball way out the left.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. And the Angels and the Cleveland Indians, both, by the way, playing okay. Cleveland is obviously in first place, but that division, I'm not really sold on it. The Detroit Tigers in second place, and they're four games under 500. The Minnesota Twins have been an absolute disappointment at seven games under 500. The White Sox and Royals, well, let's not even waste our time talking about them. And the Angels are in third place behind the Astros and a surprising Mariner team that is in first place, at least at this point. But welcome back, everybody. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and we're going to talk about Major League Baseball. And John, real quickly, before we dive too far into this, tell us that NHL story about your Stanley Cup before we talk some baseball.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of humorous. You've often wondered what players do with the Stanley Cup. As you know, every player gets one day with the Stanley Cup over the course of the summer, and some of them take it back to their childhood, some of them take it home, some of them take it to sick kids' hospital. Back in 2008, when the Detroit Red Wings won the Cup, I was on my way to work shortly before 8 o'clock, pulled out of the driveway at the end of our street. There's a fire truck, and on the back of the fire truck is the Stanley Cup. And Chris Draper, who was a member of the Detroit Red Wings for, I think, about 17 years, on four Stanley Cup teams lived across the street from me. So clearly it was his day with the Cup. So I saw them unloading the Stanley Cup, taking it up to his house and so on and so forth, and thought, well, you know, maybe we'll hear something about it when we get home. The funny story was Draper had a newborn daughter at the time, happened to sit her in the Stanley Cup, and this little girl did what little girls did when they're excited, and there was a mess in the Stanley Cup, and that was how the Stanley Cup was christened that particular day. So that happened right across the street from me, and it's still a bit of a conversation piece in our neighborhood that this is how, what happened when the Stanley Cup came to my neighborhood.
That's good stuff, John. It's funny that you said that because Mike actually asked me, he says, you know, obviously everybody gets to hang out with the Cup for one day. What would you do with the Cup, Dorf? And I would just take it around everywhere I go and with my friends. Maybe we'd drink out of it. But actually, after hearing that story, I don't know if we'd want to drink out of it.
You wouldn't be drinking out of it after that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyways, just interesting to know that the Stanley Cup gets – well, everybody gets to hang out with the Cup, and they do whatever they want with it for that day. And maybe it's kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas for the most part. Whatever you do with that Cup, you should probably just keep it to yourself unless it's something that is obviously family and friend-friendly. But speaking of that, let's talk some baseball. Interesting season thus far. You have some teams that have definitely separated themselves from the rest of the pack. The New York Yankees and the Red Sox have definitely separated themselves. The Mariners are a little bit of a surprise, and the Astros are good again once I think we all expected that. On the other side, the Nationals finally have gotten themselves into first place, which is where we thought they would be. And, you know, we're about 62, 65 games, depending on where you are in your season, but about, you know, we're getting there. We're actually almost close to that midway point, which is kind of hard to believe. The Brewers have the most wins in the National League. Somewhat of a surprise there, but I do think we thought that they'd be better. The Cubs, half a game behind them, but all around, just a lot of cities involved in Major League Baseball right now. A lot of races are close. They're tight. I think it's good for baseball, John, but your thoughts about what you've seen thus far in the Major League Baseball season?
Well, I guess I kind of share your thoughts from the standpoint that we've got a lot of interesting races on, and in some cases they're surprise teams, in some cases they're not. And even in those divisions where we've got a team or teams that are running away and we've got a big chasm between a couple of teams, like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the rest of the American League East are sort of, you know, two time zones away. And then we've got others that are close, where we've got Cleveland, Detroit, and Minnesota. Nobody wants to seem to grab that and run. I mean, for the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season, and maybe even the first 8 or 10 weeks of the season, Cleveland would win a game, lose a game, win two, lose two. They were always within a game of 500. Now they're at 33-29, and all of a sudden, that's good enough for a four-game lead. That seems a little bit surprising. Washington started slowly. They've come to the top. The Mets started very quickly. They seem to be sliding down. Atlanta and Philadelphia came out of the gates really quickly. Philadelphia has not been doing too well lately. They're 2-8 in their last 10, but we still see the Braves in second place, 10 games over 500 in a virtual tie with Washington. We wouldn't have thought that. National League Central, very close. The Brewers, 18-11 at home, 21-14 away. That's a team that's been a great surprise, and I know it's been a very pleasant surprise for you. Going to the West, the Diamondbacks started out really well, went into that horrible slump early May to the end of May. Now they seem to be getting back out of it. Colorado giving them some pressure. But, you know, Colorado, the Dodgers, and the Giants, all 32-32. Dodgers start out slowly. They seem to be getting their act together. They were actually over 500 on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. They're back to 500 again. There's a lot can happen in that division. Same thing in the American League West. Who thought Seattle would come out of the woodwork the way that they have? They're tied with Houston, which we all agree is one of the best teams in the league. Angels kind of hanging on at 3.5 back. They've got a big blow this week, though, with Otani going on the disabled list. That's going to hurt them big time based on the contribution that he's been making both with the bat and with his arm. So next couple of weeks are going to be interesting to see how the Angels hang in there without a couple of turns from him in the rotation. But overall, I think the baseball season has been great. It's been exciting. Certainly hasn't been a whole lot of fun in the city that I live in, although they've beaten up on the Baltimore Orioles the last 3 days. But quite frankly, I think the three of us and five of our friends could probably give Baltimore a good run the way that they're playing right now. But it's been a disappointment from my standpoint. The Blue Jays, 15 games out already. We're not even at the end of June. 4-6 in the last 10, struggling against the really good teams. But all in all, I think we've seen a lot of great competitive baseball, and it's almost impossible now to turn on the TV and not be able to find a good baseball game. And if you're a baseball fan, there isn't a whole lot better than that.
All right, John, I got another two questions for you. One, what do the Orioles do with Machado? And two, can the Mariners keep this up? Are they talented enough to keep up and stay with the Astros?
No, the Orioles have to deal him while they can get something. He's not going to re-sign with them. They're not going to win enough games to become a playoff contender. I say you move him now, because you move a good quality rental player. The sooner in the season you move him, the better return you get. The Orioles are definitely looking long-term. The longer they hold on to him, the less they get.
Interesting. Hey, John, we're up against it, obviously, but we do appreciate you taking your time out with us today. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Take care, guys, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking a little NHL hockey. Obviously, it's over, man. It's like the NBA season. It's over. And it went
You got the draft in 2 weeks, dude. Draft in 2 weeks.
That is true. That is true. I agree with you, man. Anyways, a lot to get into, not a lot of time to do it, but your thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody.
1-0. Breaks his bat. Loops one to center field. A base hit. Travel score. Upton's being waved around. Hermosillo ends up at third base, and we're tied at 3.
High fly ball hammered deep to right. Anderson's not going to get it. That ball is gone. A grand slam for Albies.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
LeBron, we're just learning about your hand injury, and we can obviously see the brace. Can you take us through what happened and if it caused you any problems over the final three games?
What happened? Self-inflicted. Post-game after game one. Very emotional. For a lot of different reasons, understanding how important a game one is on the road for our ball club. What would that have done for us? The way we played, the calls that was made throughout the course of that game. And I had emotions on, the game was taken away from us. I had emotions of you just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State to be able to get a game one. And, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand. So that's what it is.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Tough when those emotions get the best of you, everybody. Welcome back, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And as LeBron said, he pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand and was really disappointed, obviously, with what happened there in game one. And I'm not usually one to complain. I'm not one to make excuses, but I hate to say it. I really think that LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers got screwed 100% in game one. A lot of bad calls, a lot of missed calls, a lot of calls that were made that should not have been made. And then obviously the biggest call of them all was the call where we had never had it been done before, unprecedented, where LeBron James originally got the call, a blocking call. It was a charge call that they made, but then they reversed it to a blocking call, which again is something that we've never seen happen in the NBA, especially to break it out in game one of the NBA Finals against the best player in the world. So it was just a really interesting, wild time for a play like that and a reversal like that. And ultimately, I hate to say it, but I agree with LeBron James. It probably changed the landscape of the whole series when you really think about it. If the Cleveland Cavaliers steal game one, Mike Wilson, everybody that's listening, you can call us at 1-800-878-7529. Does that change the dynamic of this series? Do the Cleveland Cavaliers have a slim chance of actually winning this series if they win game one, if it doesn't get taken away from them, which ultimately, in my humble opinion, I really think it got taken away from them. They played a damn near perfect game, which is what you have to do against this Golden State Warrior team to be competitive and to compete, which ultimately, that's another thing. Very little competition in this NBA Finals. After game one, it seemed like the life, the air, the breath was taken out of those Cleveland Cavaliers, Mike. So I really think that the NBA has one thing that you can say real positive. There's no conspiracy theories. So you can throw that stuff right out the window, because if there were a conspiracy theory, well, then they would have won game one. This would have gone six or seven games. And, we would have been talking about how this call in game one was so weird and, the other way versus it being a sweep and them not getting the call that we think that LeBron James should have gotten in game one. So I just think that it's too bad. It is what it is at this point. And to me, it winds up being a very lopsided NBA Finals, which is not what I wanted to see at all.
No, I'm with you. Everybody wanted to see the great battle between LeBron and Golden State there. But if Cleveland gets game one, and I'm with you, buddy. Like, I think think it was taken from him. I think it was stolen from. I still think this goes five games. So it's.
Look, here's the deal. Having a little bit of trouble with your connection, Mike. Maybe you can just dial in, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Because for some reason or other, I'm having a little trouble with hearing your part of the conversation. But look, at the end of the day, man, the Golden State Warriors were the better team, okay? We all know that. I think in one of my posts, I said, you know, look, what's boring about the NBA right now is the fact that we know already that the Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions of 2018. And I said that basically either one game into it or just before the series had started, because truth be told, they just had too good of a team and it was going to be too much for LeBron James and Cleveland to get by. But I do want to make this point. I think it's important to understand that the skill set of what we're watching in today's game is different from the skill set of what we watched in the 80s and the 90s. So I don't want to hear the comparisons about Michael Jordan, LeBron James, because truth be told, everybody, they're playing a completely different game. It's not even the same. It's totally different. So you have seven-footers now that can shoot three-pointers. Back in the day, seven-footers were down in the low post, and they didn't shoot those kinds of shots. Now everybody runs like a deer. They get up and down the floor. Everybody can shoot the three-ball, like I said. It's a different game, different era. And if you look at Michael Jordan's numbers in 93, which was one of his years in his major prime, and you look at LeBron James's numbers in his year 15 in the NBA playoffs, his numbers are better than Michael Jordan's numbers. So, again, if you just base it on those things, numbers, and I'm not talking about the ring numbers either, because I know that Michael has six, LeBron has three. We all know it. I get it. I understand it. But the truth is let's just agree about something. They are equally great in their era, and they are both the greatest of their time. And I think that the debate and the discussion about who's the GOAT is stupid. Let's put it on hold. Let's not even talk about it. Let's not discuss it. Let's jump out to the phones, by the way, Mike Wilson. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica, who's calling us at 1-800-878-7529. A lot of questions, too, that still need to be answered, guys, by the way. Where does LeBron go? If you're LeBron, where do you go? Where's your best opportunity to win? How good is this Golden State Warrior team? Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson, and now you. What's up, man?
If you want to talk GOAT, we saw GOAT. I mean, I'm sorry, but the biggest robbery of the entire playoff was giving Kevin Durant the MVP. The MVP of the 2018 NBA Finals was by far LeBron James. I don't understand how Durant can have one or two games great and get the MVP where it's not for LeBron, LeBron almost averaged a triple-double, averaged 34, 8.5, and 10, averaged 44 minutes a game, had the most points of any player in the series, most assists, and he's doing it on a broken hand. And by far, I think he had the greatest play we've ever seen in the history of the NBA Finals when he threw it off the backboard and did a slam dunk contest. Which, by the way, I think that was an illegal pass to himself. But anyway, it was unbelievable what we saw, even though it was kind of boring in a way, because it was, you know, as Reggie Miller said, the Golden State Warriors have the luxury of having three players. Every one of them had a bad game, and they had the ability to have at least one or two take control and step up and win. And then they have a bench to go besides that. The Cavs have LeBron, and they had nothing, zero, during this series. I mean, it was unbelievable what we saw. And especially now when we find out is that he played with a broken hand for two games. You know, because he slammed it against a blackboard or something. I mean, My goodness gracious. I thought that was the biggest travesty of the whole series. But to be able just to watch it, experience it, and see what this guy did, this man among men in the NBA, put an entire team, entire conference, put the league on his shoulders and tried to face this three-headed monster, the Golden State Warriors, that was completely unstoppable.
Let me ask you this, Mitch. With all that being said, I agree with you 100%. LeBron played fantastic. He was incredible. What does LeBron James do in the offseason? Does he stay in Cleveland or does he go somewhere else?
Oh, he's out. He's gone. I think by not knowing that there was a timeout remaining, and Tyronn Lue not letting everyone know in the huddle, this is what's going to happen. He has a coach that's clueless, and he doesn't have anybody around him who knows basketball. This is a student of the game. There's no one more knowledgeable. There are many people that have been as knowledgeable as him, but right now he is the most studious NBA person alive today that's playing the game. And he is not going to surround himself with a bunch of scrubs. And right now the Cavs look like a bunch of scrubs. And he willed them almost to 2 wins. I mean, my goodness gracious. It was unbelievable, Mitch, what this guy did. Yeah.
Mitch, where is he going? I mean, there's so many possibilities according to sources out there, right? Is he going to go to – is he going to be a Laker? Maybe a Clipper? Is he going to be a Rocket? Philly always gets mentioned, you know. Houston, like I said, or San Antonio, like, where is he going?
You know what? That's the biggest question of all. Here's the thing I think he should do, and I didn't come up with this. I think he should Michael Jordan. I say he takes the year off. Then let free agency and let these contracts expire, and then come back in a year. He has played so much basketball. He has so much tread worn out of those tires. Take a year off. Let everyone go, and then come back, and then he can pick the team. There's a lot of contracts. A lot of stuff's going to happen at the end of next year. He doesn't want to get himself in a situation that he can't get out of. How about that for a thought?
Well, LeBron, in that case, I hate to say it, but LeBron James will sign a 1-year deal with somebody, have an out in the contract, or a 2-year deal with an option, or whatever it is. LeBron James, you guys don't have to worry about him with his contracts and knowing how to manipulate the system. If you remember, this is the guy that basically started this whole situation where he would go places and take his talents elsewhere. So the truth is that you don't have to worry about LeBron and how he's going to structure his contract. He's going to structure his contract to the best of his ability to benefit LeBron James and have the flexibility and the freedom to move freely when he becomes a free agent, whether it's after next year again or after 2 years, whatever it is, LeBron James will be well in charge of how he goes about determining his future, guys.
Well, wait a minute, Andy, here. Places he only has gone one place, and that was Miami. He's been to Cleveland, went to Miami, and then he came back and did what he said he promised he'd do and bring them a championship. And he brought them to the finals now.
I mean, eight times in a row, my friend.
For him, but he brought the Cavs there 3 times. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Four times in a row.
I'm sorry. Yes, right. I forgot that there was the first time in the 1.0 era, not the 2.0 era. I mean, exactly. I wasn't saying take it off for a contract. It was more for player movement. And basically, then he doesn't look doesn't get a bad rap in Cleveland. So, you know what? I'm retiring. I'm taking the year off Cleveland. I'll see what happens after it.
That's a crazy thought, man. I'm up against it. I'll talk to you tonight on Sports Overnight America, my friend. But
great stuff, guys.
Yes, great stuff from Mitch as always. And I'll tell you what, the idea about LeBron taking the year off, that's insane-o, man. LeBron ain't taking the year off, people. That's not happening, Mitch, in Santa Monica. Whatever they got in California, bro, you better stay away from it, man, because it's dementing your mind. You're getting crazy. Talk about LeBron taking a year off. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap this thing up real quickly on the other side. Final thoughts, parting shots, as we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it going.
use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone. Dwight Clark!
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today. And obviously, in memory of Dwight Clark, our hearts and thoughts and prayers, obviously, with his family at this time. Guy was amazing. Guy was incredible. And speaking of incredible, Justify wins the Triple Crown. The second time in 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, something that seems so difficult for a long time has now been done twice in 4 years. But obviously kudos to that four-legged athlete, man, because pretty special to get that done. But obviously at this time, each and every week, we give our parting shots. And before we do that, remember, I'm on tonight on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Well, college football has their playoffs. College basketball has their playoffs. Well, now it's college baseball's turn at the College World Series. Let's not forget about these baseball guys. They play so many games each year, and I'm telling you right now, my alma mater, Oregon State, is coming, and they're coming strong. They took care of Minnesota, and they're looking to get bigger things here in the next couple of weeks right there in Omaha. So big shout-out, go Beavs.
Yeah, let's see if they can get it done, man, and not choke like they did last year, right, Mike? But anyway, my parting shot. Hey, I had to get you because they took out my Minnesota Gophers, man. But, hey, my parting shot goes to Rafael Nadal. What an amazing tournament. You are unbelievable. You are a master on the clay. We have not seen anything like this. 11 straight at Roland Garros at the French Open. You are amazing. You are incredible. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Scott on the other side, making everything possible, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Have a great day, everybody.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.